Good day. Welcome to another episode of the Sounds from the Ziggurat podcast. Where has the time gone, eh? Why have I not created a new episode in God knows? Why do I let Audioboom drain my account of its final tenor every month, even though we have no new listeners and I have nothing interesting to say? Good questions, many contradictory answers. To be honest, this episode is to serve as a sort of advertisement for a gig myself and the team at Community are putting on next week. Well, actually, I say next week. It's this Friday at the Brighton & Hove Sports and Social Club. So if you're not into self-indulgent babble, feel free to turn this off now. Also, apologies if it's not quite the sound quality of my previous episodes either. I'm testing the internal mic on my MacBook Air. So, do I need to rewind? It's been so long since the last episode of the podcast that I can't remember if Community was even a thing. So I'll explain anyway, just in case. Community nights were built out of a desire to get some live music going at the aforementioned club. It was traditionally a working man's club and has dwindling attendance for years, the virus twisting the knife in an already mangled corpse. They have bingo twice a week and cover performers on Saturday. The upstairs and downstairs venues, both of which have probably around at least 100 capacity, otherwise just sit there doing nothing, wasted. We have tried open mics and live music nights in the past, but it's a constant struggle to get anyone new in. Passing trade is non-existent as it's technically still a members club, and there's no proper signage outside, so no one even knows there is an enormous venue hidden away within Lewis Road's underbelly. After speaking to Keith, the bar manager, many, many times over the years about putting on something regularly at the club, we finally got the opportunity to utilise upstairs on a Friday, keeping out the way of the bingo taking place downstairs. These have been fun, if nothing else. An hour of open mic and then two to three performers. Sometimes we get club legend Gary to host karaoke when we struggled to find an act, or needed a week off, or had COVID. Karaoke usually draws a lot of the members up to take part, as familiarity is certainly favoured over anything original, which isn't a criticism, just an observation. Luckily, Brighton is back to having a whole range of venues to cater to live music now, so even if this doesn't work out, we gave it another shot. Maybe we're selfish for even trying to force such a thing as original music into a club solely based on watching cover artists, but alas. Even if we wanted to cave to that mentality, we don't have the budget for it. We have no budget, really. We charge £3 to non-members, which I then divide between the acts, and the rest goes back into the brand for posters and the occasional beer. There are a few members who champion what we are doing and sometimes give donations too, which we really appreciate. So a couple of months back, we let the last Community for a while draw to a close. There are a number of reasons for this, but it was mainly just getting a bit much, with a lot going on in my personal life. Positive stuff that required my attention, so worrying about trying to fill gaps on bills and coax punters into an unwelcoming corridor definitely needed to take a back seat. I wasn't really concerned with starting it up anytime soon, but after playing a little set for Intoxicated Pigeons Chris's birthday, God, that's a sentence, might as well get the grammar there, but no time. We got the itch to do something else. Our old friends in Turncoat had been getting together in previous months for an appearance at Community, so we thought we would try and do a full-blown Infuriating gig with Turncoat and Best Left Dead playing too. Then time once again ran away from us, and with hearing Best Left Dead wouldn't be ready for a while, we put it on the back burner for another occasion. What we are left with is a gig on Friday the 15th of July. This Friday. It will have Brighton's premium Infuriating cover band, the Infuricats, playing, supported by Turncoat. We are also very blessed to have a special appearance from the absolute legend that is Simon Parker, who regular listeners of the podcast will be more than familiar with. He will be dusting off, well, probably one of my guitars and giving us some tunes from Villarreal, The Lightning Department, and perhaps even a track from his old band, Colourburst. I recommend picking up a copy of his book, Road to Nowhere, if you want to find out about his adventures in the indie music scene of the 90s. Kicking off the night, we have Marcella, the grown-up persona of Marcy. Gavin and Chris will be bringing back some tracks from their former bands, and I, for one, cannot wait. Every act on this lineup means something to me personally, and each has given me some of the defining songs of my life. From Turncoat's Wasted on You and the Brighton Blank to Villarreal's The Seventh and We Must Stop Meeting Like This to Marcy's At the Cinema. In between sets, myself and Intoxicated Pigeon will no doubt be doing a little DJing, diving into the sounds from the Ziggurat back catalogue and more. This particular Community night will be free to get in, but we will kindly take donations for anyone who feels inclined to make one. It does cost money putting on shows, and although I firmly believe the artist should get paid normally, on a little passion project like this, it's not quite as important. So, remember, 15th of July, this Friday, at Brighton & Hove Sports and Social Club, 8 p.m. The address is 16 Lewis Road, Brighton, BN23HP. And I've quite literally just been texted a picture of a sign that's been erected outside the building. so maybe there is hope. Also, you will have to ring the buzzer for entry. If you need any more information, then look Community Events up on Facebook or email community.events@icloud.com. We may start regular nights again at some point, so feel free to drop us a line if you want to get involved. As for the podcast, I'm not sure where we go from here. Maybe the drive to continue it will come back, maybe it won't. I covered most of the ground I wanted to speak about in previous episodes, and always want to try and link tracks with some sort of experience or backstory when I can, so I don't just want to play songs back to back with no context. I am still interested in doing interviews at some point, so maybe there is life in it yet. If I fail to pay my subscription fees for the podcast, look for the show on YouTube. I'll always have it hosted on there, even if it disappears from the shelves of Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and the like. Another reason for my lack of enthusiasm for the podcast is trying to reaffirm my desire to move forward in life. Being nostalgic and remembering the good times is great, but too many people get lost in that, and I've been guilty of it myself. He says, looking up at the Beetlejuice, Back to the Future, Metallica, Alien vs. Predator figures that I've got on the shelves, my collection of vinyl, and my Commodore 64 staring at me from the kitchen. Ha! It is possible to make new good times too, but it takes effort. I spent a lot of my youth missing out on stuff because I would make excuses for things out of habit, not really knowing the reason why, aside from the fear. But the fear's good. Feeling the fear and smashing through it regardless is the only way I've accomplished anything recently. With that in mind, there's a couple more dates I want to give you for the diary. If you happen to be in the north on the weekend of the 30th of July, pop down to Dominion Festival and see my band Inme play the main stage. I joined the band during COVID times and had my first festival with them last week, playing the mega awesome at Tech Fest. Also, back in Brighton, if you like rock, metal, punk and other alternative music, then come down to Above, which was formerly Envy and the old Hungry Years, for our club night Gorilla Rocks, which I'm now DJing and promoting for. It's above the Charles Street Tap on Marine Parade and takes place every second Saturday of the month from 11pm till 3am. Loud tunes and cheap beers ahoy. Literally cheap beers, like £2. There's nowhere else in Brighton you will get a beer for £2. And also, yeah, remember, if you want to get in contact, then email me at community.events@icloud.com, whether it relates to the podcast, club night, community nights, or just saying hello. And check out Inme. Hopefully we'll be touring in a town near you soon. Take care, everyone. And thanks for listening.